When you think of forest in Baltimore City, you probably think of public parks. But 20% of the city's tree cover is in forest patches outside of parks, on land that can be bought, sold, and developed. WIPR's Andrea Appleton brings us the story of one privately owned forest that neighbors desperately want to preserve.
Daisy Sudano Pellegrini is walking through a four-acre wood in northeast Baltimore, known as Fairwood Forest. The ground cover is a snarl of poison ivy and kudzu, but white oaks and tulip poplars tower overhead. A recent study here found an unusual diversity of native trees, and local birders say the forest lies along a major hawk migration route.
The good old red fox has been roaming around. We have opossums and raccoons. We have a cooper hawk that has been coming almost, it seems, every other summer to have her young.
Sudano Pellegrini is a certified master naturalist and a volunteer at Silburn Arboretum. She lives across the street from Fairwood. Here she maintains paths, pulls invasive plants, and tacks pictures of gnomes to the trees for kids to find.
Most people have no idea that this forest patch is here. They want a little serenity place to walk. There's one right in your backyard, a couple blocks away. You don't have to go all the way up to Gunpowder's or whatever. There's one here.
But unlike Gunpowder, a state-owned park, chunks of Fairwood are owned by four different private entities, and at least half of it is under threat. Several acres went up for sale early this year. The listing notes the potential for 14 townhouses. No one has purchased the property, but a chance encounter a few weeks ago has neighbors feeling jittery.
I was taking my recycling out, and there were two gentlemen at the end of my driveway, right? And I heard this man say, "Yes, all of this will be gone, and your house will be there." And my throat clutched.
Eugenia Argier's house backs up to the forest. She and other neighbors who want to preserve the woods have formed a Facebook group, gone door to door, and pleaded for help from city government. City Councilman Brandon Scott, who represents the area, says he can apply pressure, but has no real leverage.
It's a tricky situation because it's actually privately owned by multiple people and multiple organizations who by law have the right to develop as long as they're doing that within code.
The neighborhood enlisted the help of Baltimore Green Space, a nonprofit that helps communities advocate for urban forests. Program director Katie Lauder says the city has more than 1,000 forest patches. Many exist simply because they're not easy to develop. Underground springs, rocky terrain, steep slopes.
The main tool that we have is letting a developer know exactly how hard it is going to be to develop there. So informing him about the rocks or informing him how far he'd have to run his sewage line.
Baltimore Green Space wants the city to make some changes to help preserve urban woods. It should freeze sales on city-owned forest patches, for example. But first, the city needs to do some inventory to understand what it owns.
Before we started doing this work, these spaces registered on paper as vacant.
Local forest conservation laws were drafted in 1992. Baltimore Green Space wants the city to update them to protect smaller forests. The organization is also a land trust. Lauder says they hope to acquire at least a few of the city's urban forests over the next couple years. Even so, the owners of Fairwood and other forest patches like it are free to develop if they choose. I'm Andrea Appleton for 88.1 WYPR.